Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Somewhat Normal podcast, episode number 2. And actually, this is the first in a 3-part series that we are doing on Somewhat Normal called Spouse. What? Spouse on the hot seat?
I like that. Let's do that.
Yeah, spouse on the hot seat.
We are going to be talking to our spouses, one spouse each week. And we asked for your questions. We solicited for you guys to ask us whatever you want to know about them. So this week, we are actually putting the focus on James, Steph's husband. Now, how long have you and James been together?
We've been together for 7 years. Seven years.
7 years. And you've been married for how long?
2 years.
Man, and that happened kind of quick, right?
Yeah, I was in a relationship before him. And then from there, I was broken up for like a month or two. And then I got with James.
Was James the rebound?
Shoot, was he the rebound? Maybe. I didn't rebound after him.
So. No, you made it. I got the ball and you dunked it after that.
Thank you.
Well, we are really excited. We got questions. And everyone, let's welcome James to the show. Hi, James.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Is this your first official appearance on the show, James?
I know, right? Yes, it is. It is.
Have you ever been on any of the stations that Steph has been on? She's been on a couple others. Have you ever come on as a guest before?
On their podcast, but not like on their show.
Well, this is our podcast, and I'm sure it'll go on our show too at some point. So, it's so good to have you, James. So let's open up the floor for questions. We've got some listener questions that came in, but I'm sure we want to ask our own. JC, do you want to kick things off with a question for James?
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you, James, for joining us. Steph said she had a hard time booking this guest, which I don't understand why. But
of course.
First question for you is, how did you propose to Steph?
Okay, yeah, interesting question. So it kind of happened a few times, both for me and her. Our first time, for when I proposed, it was kind of just like a mutual thing. We were in Connecticut, and it was just like we were happy and in love, more in love type of vibe. And it was like, you know, we both just looked at each other and we're like, let's just get married. And that's just kind of what happened. And full force, and we did it.
Yeah, and to elaborate on that, I think he hasn't mentioned it before, is we were actually going to get married before we were really going to get married.
Uh-huh.
We were going to elope here in Vegas when we were 6 months into our boyfriend and girlfriend relationship.
Wow, yes. You just knew.
Yeah, we did, but we actually took a step back and we said, wait, let's, you know, maybe we should think about this, be together for a little bit long. Yes, we knew we wanted to be with each other, but in Connecticut, I agree. It was a mutual thing. Like, we looked at each other and we're like, I think it's time to get married. So that was it.
Yes, very much.
Well, speaking of marriage, that's my question. I think we all know from personal experience that being married to someone who does morning radio, just does radio, podcasting, stuff like that, that's a job in and of itself. Like, it's hard to be married to someone like us. And so what do you think is the biggest challenge in being married to a morning person? And what is the best thing about being married to someone that does morning radio?
I think that's an amazing question. I think the one thing is us, obviously we moved around a lot, and I knew that she was just going to be this huge star already in the making. And we talked about like, hey, so if we're all in this, you know, the possibility of me moving around is very highly, I'm going to pursue this. And then that's exactly what happened. So kind of just uprooting our lives from place to place, as you guys know, from Connecticut to Las Vegas and hopefully making this a permanent home. It was just that like, we're going to be moving around a lot, and it's going to be our lives are probably going to be on air. It's just that moment of like, where we're going to be next. And so hopefully we found a forever home here.
I hope so too.
I don't know if this is kind of the same question, but going on relationships, they're all about compromise. What is something that you compromise on for Steph?
Oh, that I compromise for Steph. Well, let's just say when she first got hired to be the producer for Connecticut, she kind of just, like, she knew I was going to go, but I would have liked to get asked, like, hey, are you going to come with me or do you want to come with me? It was just kind of like, we're going to go, okay? I was just like, sure, I'll do that.
Yeah, I never really formally asked James to come to me with Connecticut. I just said, okay, we're going. I'm leaving in September and you're going with me and we're going to uproot our lives because I kind of like, we kind of had this conversation when I first got into radio, like, hey, you know, we'll be moving around. You're going to come, right? And he said, yes, in the beginning. And then when I finally got the opportunity, he never got the chance to say it again. Like, yes or no. It was more like, okay, come on, babe, we're going. So I apologize for that, babe. And I know that you've forgiven me. So thank you.
Now, we've only met like in person a few times. And so I'm curious, what are your impressions of Steph's coworkers?
Oh my God. Okay. So I actually tell Steph a lot that like, I really, you and JC are very welcoming to myself, and I enjoy that a lot. And you guys are very, and I love hearing you guys' podcast every morning. You guys are just funny, and I enjoy your guys' company whenever it does happen. I know it seems like we only got to see each other a few times, but I feel like we have this connection already hey, Mercedes, hey, JC, and I enjoy that from you guys.
I enjoy that he bonded immediately with my husband. My husband loves James. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, babe, what about our boss, J-Love? What about those impressions?
Oh, my God. J-Love, I love J-Love so much. It makes me laugh. So, the first thing's like, hey, you want a drink? I'm like, okay. Before I even see him, here's a drink for you. I'm like, okay.
That's how he wins people over. Give him alcohol.
Win him with whiskey is what his motto is.
I got three quick ones for you, okay? Just quick answers to this one. First one, favorite band?
Ooh, band.
You could say musician.
Linkin Park.
Oh, okay. Park, yeah.
Favorite movie?
Ooh. T-Got Game.
Which one?
She's got game.
She got game?
Yes.
And then favorite TV show?
Ooh, Boy Meets World.
Oh, did you have a crush on Topanga?
Of course.
Oh, Topanga! Yeah, she was so hot. I mean, I figured that age.
Yep.
All right, we actually got some questions from listeners. So I've got three listener questions that I want to throw your way. They're pretty quick too. Eugene wants to know, how much does Steph dance at home?
Oh my God! Right when she gets home, after, before, while I'm cooking, while she's cooking, when we're feeding Momo, probably like 75% of the day.
Yep.
Okay. Speaking of Momo, Kristen wants to know, are you a good fur dad and getting up in the middle of the night to help take care of Momo?
I think I'm an amazing fur dad. I'm so confident in that. Yes.
What do you agree, Steph?
Oh, he's a better mom than I am.
Really?
Sure. He's like, babe, it's 2 o'clock. You got to get him fed. He's on me to be a good fur mom. So for sure.
And then Ryan wants to know, were you really going to put water on a grease fire?
I was. It's something that just my mom did that I saw. Maybe it wasn't even a grease fire. Maybe it was just something that I was just like, okay, let's do it. And I did it and totally not go the way I thought it happened.
Well, I got something for both of you guys. And Steph, you can go first. I'll give James a second to think of the story. But tell us something. An embarrassing story about James, then James will come to you with something embarrassing about Steph. Could be something happened, a habit, something embarrassing about each other.
Something embarrassing? Mm-hmm. Oh, man, where do I start? No, I'm just kidding. Babe, I think we are very comfortable around each other, and we talk about each other's poops. So, like, he's like, earlier, like, not even 5-10 minutes ago, he goes, hey, what time are you calling me? Because I'm pooping. So I'm like, oh,
you're
gosh.
A morning pooper, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He's a morning pooper, for sure. You, babe?
Mine is when we first started dating, the first embarrassing moment was when we first, like, okay, like, dating, hanging around, is when she first tooted when she first farted. She was like, oops, that was me. Oopsies.
I was the first one to fart. I was. I farted first before he's. And then he said, once I farted first, he said, all right, here you go. And here's me. Toot, toot, toot.
That's not a toot. This is a toot.
James, what's the most annoying question you get asked, like whether it's about your marriage, your relationship with Steph, maybe it's a question family members ask you? What is the most annoying question?
When are we going to have kids?
Yeah, usual.
See, I knew that was going to be the answer, but I didn't want to ask that because then I'd be annoying. But since you said it.
So when are we having kids, babe? No, I'm just kidding. I have a question for you, babe. So, you know, okay. I'm into like astrocartography, astrology, oh, horoscopes, and all that spiritual stuff, past lives. Do you ever get annoyed of me when I like talk about that stuff?
Not annoyed. I'm just so curious. Like, oh my gosh. It's like a whole entourage type of vibe. Like, oh my gosh, what's next?
Do you think it's kind of weird?
Yeah, first. But of course, like, you just, I have to know myself, like, what it's about. I can't just judge it right away. Like, that's just wrong. Like, I have to be open to, like, kind of things that people are into, especially my wife. So, of course, I'm going to be looking into it. But, of course, I'm, like, curious about it.
You know, we know that you like shoes and you're big into sneakers and everything. Take that out of the equation. Is there anything else that you collect or you're really into, or as a child you collected something? What were like your passions growing up, and did any of those passions still carry over as an adult outside of shoes?
Ooh, so I collected Hot Wheels every time when I was a kid. I had a whole garage full of them, and I just collected bandanas, all different color bandanas, and just... What else? Pokemon cards, obviously. I love to play basketball, so that's where the whole sneaker thing kind of started.
You like pins?
Laker gear, too.
Laker gear and your pins we get at Disneyland. We have a lot of pins.
Yes, all of that. Yes,
do you trade the pins? Do you guys go to the trading post and trade the pins?
Not yet. I want to start doing that once everything kind of boils over.
During the pandemic, how was the pandemic for you? Did you get on each other's nerves at any point, or things just... You know, newlyweds. Still, you guys aren't newlyweds, but still feel like you're newlyweds. Was everything bliss, or how was the pandemic for you?
I mean, me and Steph are usually used to being on our own. We were just me and her in Connecticut, and then we just enjoyed it because this company, we're just so used to ourselves. So then when a pandemic happened, it was just kind of course, like having some alone time, some space from each other. But ultimately, I think we grew from that. It just kind of, our marriage, like kind of evolved in a better way also.
When you want to express your love to Steph, how do you do that? How do you say it? Is there an act? Is there something that you can do that shows you really, really love her?
Many things. Let me think. I definitely say to her that she's beautiful every single day. Like, there's not a day that goes by that I say that. And then obviously... Like, I think her love language is also just, like, eating. So it's like, what do you want me to cook? Anything, whatever you want, I'm going to cook for you. Just stuff like that, you know.
Yes,
little things I think make the best.
You make me breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's the sweetest thing. I love you so much. Babe, in the beginning of our relationship, when we were first dating, was there a moment that you ever doubted being with me?
That I doubted?
You can be honest.
No, I mean, yeah, when you first kind of initiated talking to me, you just came out of a relationship, and so did I. I'm just like, I didn't want to be a rebound, of course. So I just was kind of like being defensive and protective. So, of course, I doubted that fact. Like, hey, you just got out of a new relationship. We're friends. Let's take things slow. If you really want to do this, let's talk about it more seriously down the road. And then, of course, that's when I doubted it in the beginning, for sure.
Oh, but look at that. It wasn't a rebound after all. You guys, you're still together, right?
Yes, it was it.
Do you have any questions for the show itself, for Mercedes, or for your wife, or for me? The floor is yours. If you want to fire back a question at us or something you've always wanted to know.
Oh, okay, yes, I do. So I know Steph hasn't been, just got rehired, but so what is it about Steph that made you guys want her so badly back out of every other choice that you guys could have had?
I don't know how much time you have, but I could go on and on and on. For me, it's just her positivity, her loyalty. She does not lie. She will tell you the truth. even if it's not something you want to hear, she'll tell you the truth, but she'll say it in a way that it's like not threatening. And it's like, oh, okay. She gets stuff done. And at the end of the day, she's just kind and she's a good friend. That's what it is for me.
Yeah, for me, it just comes down to it's just her energy. It's unbelievable energy. She walks into a room, she lights it up. I think she's been back, the show itself, the energy's been picked up on the show. I just think I'm trying to convince you, you're her husband. You obviously see that. But for me, it's her energy. It's just, it fills the room when she comes walking in. If you come in a bad mood and you see Steph, your energy is going to be lifted just because you're around the girl. It's amazing.
Oh, thanks, guys. Awesome. Don't make me cry.
I want to hug you. Stupid COVID.
Darn it.
He's like, energy is the girl that farts around me all the time.
No, really, no.
James, we, behind every good producer, there is a good spouse, and you are definitely that. And we're so happy Steph's part of the show because that makes you part of the show again. You're just awesome. I really enjoyed talking to you. Thanks for doing this.
I did too. Of course, anytime.
Hey, if you have those Hot Wheels, I still got some of mine. We can hang out and play.
Yes. Oh my gosh, they're back home, but yes.
All right, that's episode one of the Spouse Chronicles for the Somewhat Normal podcast. We are going to have your wife on next week, and that should be good. We'll put Laura on the hot seat, so make sure you stay tuned for that. We have a new episode every Friday. Thanks for joining us on Somewhat Normal.
Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.